Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid-e Quba. Tonight, inshallah, I have a wonderful bedtime Quran story, a heartwarming story to read and share. So get tucked in, and here we go. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The message of peace. Allah Ta'ala says, "We have sent you forth as a mercy to all mankind." A great part of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mission was to spread peace across the world. One way he tried to do this was to persuade people that everyone, no matter their age, their color, or the tongue they spoke in, were brothers and sisters. Because of this, it is our job to look after each other and care for each other. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say to his followers that we all came from Prophet Adam alayhi salam, and that Adam alayhi salam was made from the clay of the earth. So really, we are all family. And his prayers to his creator, he would say, "O Lord, all your servants are brothers." He would say, "O Lord, all your servants are brothers." The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam always tried to be the best of all people. He was gentle and kind and humble. His smile would light up the room and his laughter was soft. He had so much love for everyone, including animals too. He never made anyone feel small, unwanted or embarrassed, and he always encouraged people to help others, especially the poor, the orphans and the prisoners, without wanting anything in return. He would tell people that every religion has some special virtue. Special virtue of Islam being modesty. Without such a virtue, no community can have lasting peace. He was of a high moral character, so that people might harm him, yet he would pray for them, returning good for evil. When others tried to provoke him, he would remain patient and serene. If people tried to harm our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would still be kind to them. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the best of characters. He was a very loving and caring person. In setting this example, his real aim was to fashion souls which were turned towards Allah, which found Allah so great that everything else seemed unimportant. This is expressed in one of the Prophet's sayings. Number one, to always remember him when I'm with others or alone. Two, to be fair, it doesn't matter if I'm angry or if I'm calm, I must always be fair. Three, to not be wasteful whether I'm rich or poor. Four, to hold out a hand to those who try to break away from me. Five, to give to others even if they don't give me anything in return. Six, to forgive those who wrong me. Seven, to remind myself that being quiet is a way of remembering Allah too. 8. At the same time, I should remember that my words are used to remember my Lord as well. And 9, and I should look around and think about the blessings of my Lord. Subhanallah, great advices, verses of the Quran. Praise be to Allah who has taken away all sorrow from us. Our Lord is forgiving and understanding. Through His mercy, He has admitted us to the everlasting abode where neither toil nor weariness affects us. Alhamdulillah, that story was absolutely awesome. MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala says, if you really love Allah Most High, then follow me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. Loving the Prophet is to obey him, follow his beautiful example, acting upon his sunnah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who sends salutations, durood upon me once, Allah the Most High sends blessings upon him 10 times, tenfold. 10 of his sins are erased, and he is raised 10 ranks in status. Recite frequently, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The number of times we send blessing upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will help determine the level of love we have for him, insha'Allah. So alhamdulillah, that was great, that was beautiful to have the life and the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We all love our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We all want to follow the ways and sunnah, insha'Allah. May Allah guide and help us all. Ameen. So now, before we finish, we need to do 2 things every night. 2 things every night. What's the 2 things we must do every night? Do you remember? Yes, mashallah. We thank Allah for everything. Let's say this together. Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Well done, mashallah. The second thing is that lovely bedtime dua. Let's pray it loudly. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Remember to pray the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, with your mommy and daddy, and give them a nice big hug. Now it's time to close your eyes and go to sleep. I really hope you enjoyed this bedtime story. Join us again on Tuesday, on Thursday and Friday, insha'Allah. On Friday, so the next story for over 10s will be on Thursday evening, inshallah. And the under 10 story will be on Friday, on Jummah, inshallah. This Jummah, after this Jummah story, we will have a 2-week break after the Jummah, after the Friday bedtime story, inshallah. We will have a 2-week break. So inshallah, after the 2 weeks break, we are hoping to improve and return very soon, inshallah. So we hope to see you then, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. This is your Masjid Quba.